This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
Ball up the floor here. Red Raiders looking for a spark here. Down 11-5. Fakes the three. 2:40 to go here in the first quarter. Gives it off to Quinn into the right-hand corner to Roy. Back up top, Smith. He'll go around two players and draw the foul. Can't make the shot, but Jordan Smith is going to shoot the first free throws for Loup City. Again, just to throw it out there, and it wasn't really an issue in the girls' game early, but these teams have not been able to have an official practice since last Tuesday, and a few teams around the state played on Tuesday. As Smith's free throw is no good. Lemberg with the foul. And of course, because of the weather, it wouldn't have maybe mattered so much anyway, but you have that five-day mandated moratorium by the Nebraska School Activities Association. No games, no practices officially for 5 days. And this is the first day that you could do that. And so outside of maybe getting to the gym for a little informal shoot-around today, these teams have not been able to practice for the last 5 days. And that may be affecting Loup City a little bit here. The second free throw is good by Smith. Into the ball game, Bedrock now for Centura. He's a 5'7 freshman. Right-hand corner with it is going to be Kasperson. Kick it out for a three-pointer. That's no good by Lemberg. And the rebound brought down by Jordan Smith. Centura 0-3 from the outside. Long pass down to Lewandowski. He corrals it in the corner. Back up top to Quinn. And they'll reverse it to the right side. Lewandowski again tries to work his way in. Lost the handle on the way up. Ball's loose in the paint. Jump ball. Arrow belongs to Centura. So Loup City's first turnover of the basketball game. 1:56 to go here. First quarter. 11-6. Centura has the lead. And right now you've got some youngsters out there for Loup City. A couple of freshmen in Lewandowski and Lambrick. Up top with it, a freshman for Centura and Ben Roth. Swings it off to the right wing. Holding the ball there is going to be Aitken. Dumps it down to Lemberg against the freshman. He drives, he shoots, he scores, and a chance for a three-point play for Ian Lemberg as he also draws the foul. A 7-point lead here for Centura. 13-6. The foul going to be called on the Red Raiders. Could have been on two or three of them collapsing in there. Let's see who they say it's on. Haven't posted it yet, so we'll just get to the free throw line and we'll let you know if they do post it. At the line, Lemberg to shoot. And they called it on Brady Lewandowski, his first. Free throw good. So a 3-point play for Ian Lemberg. He's got 5 points. 14-6 in favor of Centura, who deflects the outlet pass out of bounds. 1:25, and clock still rolling here with the ball out of bounds. Now they stop it, and we're back at it. So the basketball is going to be Jordan Smith. Into the right-hand corner, Lewandowski. Open three on the way. Off the iron will go. Offensive rebound. Quinn, he didn't take the shot. He was right there and passed it out to Smith. And Smith can't get the jumper to go. Offensive rebound, Cole Lambrick, and he'll put it up and in. So Lambrick gets the offensive put back 14-8 in favor of Loup City, in favor of Centura. 1 minute to go here in the first quarter of play. Pick and roll down low, trying to find some room, and going with the head fake, Kasperson got him in the air and then scores. 16-8, Centura. 45 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Red Raiders get it to Quinn. Back up top, Smith. Around the perimeter, they'll give it off to Jarzynka. He double dribbled. He was going to stop and pass it, and then the man he was going to pass it to moved, so he tried to dribble it again, and in the meantime, he had already stopped things, and the double dribble. Second turnover for Loup City, and Centura's got a chance here if they want to play the last shot with 35 seconds to go here in the quarter. On the right wing with it. It's going to be Lemberg. Looks like they're just going to run their offense, trying to lob it into the big fella, Aitken. He doesn't get it cleanly, and trying to keep it alive, it's tipped out of bounds. Centura turns it over, their third one, and now Loup City's got a chance to score. But Centura's going to have the lead here at the end of the first quarter, as into the front court comes Jamie Roy with 20 seconds to go in the opening quarter of play. With it is Taylor Quinn. Playing for that last shot. Don't have to kill a lot of time here. Man-to-man. Better watch the five-second count. Roy finally gets rid of it to Higgins. 6 seconds to Roy. Roy puts his head down into the lane. Runs a man over. Oh, and they call a bucket. Should have been a charge. Oh, good defense by Centura. And they bail out the Red Raiders. Well, that was great defense by Centura, and they gave the bucket to Jamie Roy. 2 seconds to go in the quarter, and they call the foul on Ian Lemberg. So the free throw is up by Roy. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Aitken, and that's the end of the quarter. But still a solid first quarter for the Centurions. Centura 16 and Loop City 10. We're at the end of one quarter in this opening round game at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Back with quarter two after this on ESPN Radio.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
And Doug Duda back with you here on KXPN AM Kearney and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com from the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Glad you're along with us. Earlier today, Centura wins the girls' game over Loop City 72-34. Here we're after one quarter, a little bit of an upset. Centura has a 16-10 lead over the Red Raiders, and Loop City will get the ball to start the second quarter. And we'll give you some numbers in a moment, but first a three. That's up and in by Jamie Roy. And he has got 7 of the 13 points, so he hits the final bucket of the first quarter and the first bucket of the second quarter and cuts the lead to 3. Centura was up by 8 in that first quarter of play, a team that's 0-4. Loop City's 4-1. Running against that man-to-man, doing a good job off the picks. Lemberg gets tripped and goes to the floor hard. It's going to be a blocking foul on the Red Raiders. He's okay. That was Kasperson, excuse me, that was fouled. The blocking foul is on Taylor Quinn, it looks like, his first. Fourth team foul, and the ball will be taken out underneath the Centura hoop. Looking, Kasperson has to go out top to DeWitt, and they'll set their offense up. Bounce pass inside, get it to Aitken, double team, but he finds the glass and scores. Cameron Aitken playing outstanding here so far, and it's 18-13. He has got 8 points, and going the other end, Smith lost the handle, but it goes right to Mitch Higgins. Lob it back into Smith. Top of the key. Nothing there for Quinn. Left-hand corner to Cole Lambrick. Lambrick into the paint. Wide open and a foul going to be called on Ben Roth trying to block the shot there of Mitch Higgins. And Higgins will go to the line to shoot 2. In the first quarter, turnovers. Centura 3, Loop City 2. Rebound, Centura 7, Loop City 6. 3-point shooting in the first quarter. Loop City 1-for-4. And Centura 0-for-3. They're not going to give any free throws here on that last play. When Roth blocked the shot. So Loop City gets the ball inside, and they'll earn it with Cole Lambrick, so it doesn't really hurt. They get the 2 points anyway. And it will be Centura basketball up the floor, leading at 18-15. Cameron Aitken has 7. Ian Lemberg has 5 for Loop City, 7 for Jamie Roy. Top of the key with it is going to be Kasperson. Holds the ball against Smith and the man-to-man. Right side, they go to Zach Roth. Get pass left side, DeWitt for 3. Got first 3 of the ball game for Centura. They are now 1-4 from beyond the arc, and the lead is back to 6. 21-15 Centurions, early second quarter. As the Red Raiders got the first bucket of the game, they've trailed ever since. Left-hand corner, another 3 on the way. That's over everything, and it goes right into the hands of Jamie Roy, who puts it up and in. So by shooting an air ball, Loop City actually ends up just making a long pass and scoring, and now Coach Lytle wants to call timeout here for Centura. So timeout on the floor. It's a 30-second timeout with 6:02 to go in the first half of play. Centura 21, Loop City 17 on ESPN Radio.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Meshuggah Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Meshuggah's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Meshuggah's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to Ravenna High School. As always, a big thank you to the many fine folks here for their hospitality, as always, as we get back to action with 6 minutes to go in the first half. Centura in our boys' game has the lead over Loup City, 21-17. And they've got the basketball after taking the 30-second timeout. Trying to lob it into Aitken. He is triple-teamed, needs to get rid of it. Instead, he forces the shot. It will not go. Fighting for the loose ball, Jordan Smith has the Loup City rebound. I think the intensity is going to pick up out of that timeout. Loup City trying to run the ball down the floor. Smith, good head fake, tries, hits the front of the rim on the way up. Can't get it to go. Rebound, Centura. Foul, Loup City. Austin Kasperson with his fourth board, not only running the point, but getting inside and grabbing the loose basketball. The foul is on Cole Lambrick, his first. 15 foul on the Red Raiders. Three have been called on Centura, two of those on Lemberg. And Ian just getting ready to check back in. Centura spreads the floor in against the man-to-man. Get it to Ben Roth on the right side. Kick it back up top to Kasperson. Everything on the right side right now. Para Roths are in there, both Zach and Ben. Ball tipped away, almost out of bounds. Saved by Centura. Now they lob it inside. Aitken again, double team, but he still shoots and scores. Tell you what, if Aitken gets the ball, it ain't coming back out. 23-17 Centura, 5 minutes to go, first half. Centura's getting back defensively, too. Loup City's not been able to take it coast-to-coast. Smith for three. Just not on right now, and over the back, going to be called on Loup City, and it looks like they're going to ding the freshman, Cole Lambrick, for his second personal foul. Loup City is 2 of 7 from three-point land, and one of those makes was banked in. Lemberg in for Centura, Lewandowski in for Loup City. 4:51 to go, quarter number two, and Centura 0-4. They have looked a lot better than an 0-4 team right now. They lead it 23-17. Centurions with a basketball here. On the left wing, DeWitt gets it into Roth. Roth comes into the lane and took an extra step to get away from the defender, and that'll be the first turnover of the second quarter by either team. Say, don't forget, when we're done here with this basketball game, we'll turn it over to our friends at Sports USA for college football, the Independence Bowl. It could be a high-scoring affair with Texas A&M taking on Georgia immediately following our basketball here this afternoon. You'll hear the Ravenna Overton games on Classic Hits 98.9 beginning at 4:30. Lewandowski kicks it over to Roy. Three-pointer on the way. A little short. Fight for the loose ball, and there's a rebound for Aitken. Loup City always pretty good at the offensive boards, but Centura has limited that here. Driving all the way down. The jumper off the glass, up and in by Austin Kasperson. I don't know what Coach Lytle told these kids, but they don't look like a bad shooting team here. They're shooting the ball. I think that's, again, a key. Don't just keep passing it. Shoot it. And that's what Loup City does. They'll drop it inside to Cole Lambrick. He's got 6 points as he puts it up and in. 25-19 Centura. Again, Coach Lytle has the three-pointer. Is up no good that time. And the offensive rebound is pulled down by DeWitt. He saves it back out top to Kasperson, who missed the three. This is a team that's only averaging about 36 points a game in their first four contests. They've got 25 with 3.5 minutes to go in the half. DeWitt for three. Won't go from the right-hand corner. Another offensive rebound comes out to Austin Kasperson. Drives right side. His shot won't go. And finally, Loup City able to pull down the board. And Jamie Roy, his third. Long outlet pass. They'll hit the trailer. Lambrick in the lane. He's cut off there by Aitken and has to kick it back out. Skip past Smith. Fakes the three. Got a beautiful head fake. He just hasn't been able to hit the shots. Now Roy for three, and Jamie will hit it. His second three, he's got 8 points in the quarter. And another timeout going to be called here by Centura, even though they have the lead. The 8-point lead, cut to three on back-to-back buckets. And with 3:05 remaining in the first half of play, Centura 25, Loup City 22.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome.
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Out of the Centura timeout, Luke City's going to slap on some full court pressure, and Centura not across the timeline until right there with Austin Casperson. Now he'll bring it all the way down to the right-hand corner, trying to get it inside, and a hand check foul going to be called on Luke City, and that'll be Cole Lambrecht's third. So Coach Paul Henry checking to see how many fouls that is, and I would think maybe they're going to sub in, but we'll see. At the line is going to be Cameron Aitken, and they have some confusion over at the table. They've got him listed for one foul. Well, that's not the case. He's got three fouls in his basketball game, and he will check out for Lewandowski. And a one-on-one coming up here for Cameron Aitken. If you're in the gym, they had to readjust the total team fouls back to seven. It was setting at 10. So it is a 1-1. 2:52 to go here, first half. Don't forget Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. We'll talk with Centura girls coach Kathy Mettenbrink about their win earlier today over Loup City. Give you the first half stats of our boys' game. And the free throw by Aitken is no good. It'll be Loup City ball. 25-22 Centura with 2:52 to go here before halftime. And again later today, the host Ravenna of this holiday tournament takes on Overton. It's a true rotation in this holiday tournament. Some you play the same team in the first round every year, not here. And this year, Ravenna has Overton in the first round. Loup City basketball, working to the right side, driving the baseline, Smith. Smith gets cut off, kicks it out, into the ball game is Austin Bocart, and he shuffled the feet. That's the first turnover in the corner on Loup City. The Paris State-rated boys team's coming up today, too. Overton State-rated. Their only loss has been to Axtell, and Ravenna State-rated as well, and they've dropped a couple, but they've played, or they dropped it to Grand Island Central Catholic, I shouldn't say a couple, and at the other end, we got a blocked shot and a jump ball, and the arrow stays with Centura, getting the block down low, I believe was Roy, as Casperson trying to go coast to coast. So Centura ball, been sitting on 25 for a little bit, they'll try and change that here. Lob it into Casperson at the high post. He'll dribble it back out, dump it down low. Lemberg turns around from six, got the heel too strong. Smith has the rebound. For Loup City and a chance to tie with a three here for the Red Raiders. Smith sees a gap, takes it all the way in, and that's what he does best. Smith scores his first field goal of the ball game. 25-24, Centura's 8-point lead, cut to one. Here's the trailer, Lemberg. Another short jumper. Smith goes up and blocks the shot. And the momentum is changing. It's 2-on-4. Luke City will pull up, driving in and not taking the shot. Out to Lewandowski and a walk. Good decision that time by Judge Jarzynka not to pull the trigger because he didn't have the numbers and he didn't have a good look. So he kicked it out, and I don't think Brady was quite ready for it. So Centura basketball with a minute 45 and counting here in the second quarter. Trying to take a lead into halftime. Setting on 25. For over 2 minutes now. Hold the ball, Lemberg. Right side with it, DeWitt up top, Casperson. Casperson goes weak side, and they've got their man Aitken. They had him, and now they try to lob it into the double team. Makes a heck of a catch, and then it's knocked out of his hands as he's doubled down. They had him. He had Smith fronted, but they didn't get the ball to him, so then when Smith came around, they threw it over the top, and Aitken had been doubled down on by that time. Loup City looking for their first lead since it was 2-0. Smith comes in, has it knocked away, and they are going to call a foul on Centura. That's just the fourth foul and a half on the Centurions. And it's going to go on Austin Casperson. Or are they going to say Lemberg? No, they're going to call on Lemberg. That's his third. He has three of the four fouls. And they're going to give Smith shots. So two shots for Jordan, and the first one is no good. Jordan might get a quick little bit of coaching info here. He's not really doing anything at the line. He's just grabbing it and throwing it up there, not bending the knees or anything. Smith's usually pretty disciplined when it comes to that. Now he does, and the second one is in. So there you go. In his own mind, he must have figured out what the problem was, and Smith hits one of the two free throws, and we are tied at 25. It's an 8-0 run by Luke City. Full court pressure on with a minute 11 to go in the first half. They'll lob it in, and Kasperson up the floor he comes. Smith got a hand on it, kicked it back on the wing. Here's Roth off the glass and scores. Zach Roth uses the window. Luke City thought there was a travel and didn't get the call. And that's three or four bank shots intentional that Centura has knocked down. So they're using the glass to get around the taller Luke City Red Raiders. Under a minute to go. In fact, we're down to 45 seconds. Smith fakes the three, drives into the double team, kicks it right side. They force it inside, and stepping through is Mitch Higgins, and he is going to be fouled by Cameron Aitken, his first. Still not in the one-and-one, so Loop City ball underneath their own hoop. They'll toss it into the corner for an open three. Jamie Roy, no good. Rebound brought down by Aitken, and as he falls to the ground, he's able to clear it out. 30 seconds to go in the half. Ben Roth, outlet pass to DeWitt. Tried to get it into Aitken, the trailer. It's knocked away by Jamie Roy. Centura turnover. And Luke City probably going to have the last shot of the half. They'll hustle it down the floor, dump it in for a quick turnaround jumper, and it won't go. Rebound Roy, and then a foul called. They got a call on Dylan DeWitt. I'll tell you what, Luke City has caught some calls in this ballgame, and they're still trailing. Roy not only went over the back of the Centura player, he went over the back of his own player. And he has been the offense here in the quarter. He's got 8 in the quarter, 12 in the game, and now add another one on the free throw. There are just 16 seconds before halftime in the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. And Jamie Roy now with his second free throw. It's on the way, and it is in. So we are tied again at 27. Loop City will not press. So Centura now has a chance to have the last shot. With it is Austin Kasperson. Kicks it off on the wing. 7 seconds to Ben Roth. To Zach Roth. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Roth double team. They better throw one up. DeWitt off balance. Three. Hits the iron, and we are at halftime. So good defense by Luke City. Of course, last year we had a couple of three-quarter court buzzer beaters in this holiday tournament, and one of them was by Luke City in the third quarter of the second day of action. And so you never know what's going to happen at the holiday tournament. We are all knotted up at 27 as Loop City, down by as many as 8 in the first half, comes back to tie it at 27 here at halftime. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll chat with Coach Kathy Mettenbrink right after this.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Peterson Lumber Company is your farm and home building service. Call Mark, Bill, or Sue for friendly hometown service. Peterson Lumber Company supports the Loop City Red Raiders. Good luck from Peterson Lumber Company.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Insure your home, auto, and life with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See the Loop City Insurance Agency in Loop City. Best of luck to the athletes in tonight's game.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to Ravenna High School, where it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County. For business and residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. I bet they're having fun scraping the snowdrifts off the top of some of those industrial-sized trash bins out there. So I want to say thanks to them and all the fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school basketball today here on ESPN Radio. Halftime of our boys' game Loup City and Centura are knotted up at 27. We'll look at the first half stats in just a little bit. But earlier today, the Centura girls were able to find their scoring touch in a 72-34 win over Loup City, and we're joined by Coach Kathy Mettenbrinken. Coach, kind of like the boys, you guys who had been looking for a breakout game offensively, you got that today, but Loup City wasn't afraid, and they pushed the pace right with you there in the first quarter, 23-17. I guess when you don't get to practice officially for 5 days or shoot the ball very much with this snowstorm, it was nice to see that your kids were able to get some points on the board right away.
Yeah, I thought, you know, offensively we didn't execute that badly, but I was really disappointed in our first quarter defensive production. We gave them got a lot of good looks and some easy opportunities. And, you know, second half I thought we stepped up defensively and took some of the things away that they were trying to get done.
You also hit the boards a little bit better in the second half, which you told me earlier in the year kind of hurt you, especially in a couple of your losses.
I thought that was a key for us today. We had some kids that, you know, were playing some time and not getting any rebounds, and your point guard's out rebounding them. And I said, you know, you gotta go to the boards. And, you know, I said, I don't care if you get an offensive or a foul on attacking the boards. It's better than a reach-in foul. So Lene Lytle did an excellent job going to the boards today. And Sarah Heinen and Mo and Jessica all did a much better job of going to the offensive boards. And, you know, I thought that kind of keyed us offensively and sparked them a little bit better. And if you get easy shots, you know, that makes you want to play defense a little bit better. And, you know, it's great when your offense is working, because then kids like to play defense a little bit more.
You hit some threes. Abby Suntech hit a majority of those today. A great shooting day for her. Hit 7 threes, 27 points. Talk about her game.
Yeah, she did a great job of shooting the basketball, and credit to the other kids. You know, they knew she was on fire, and they did a good job of getting her the basketball. I thought Courtney and Taylor did an excellent job finding her, and, you know, that she knew she was hot, so they kept the ball in her hands.
In this day and age where maybe we just see teams from time to time don't have the natural kids that can shoot the outside shot, that's really never been, at least for any extended part of time, a problem for your girls basketball program. You want to shoot the three, you set up plays to shoot the three. We could see that today for Abby. Is there something special in the water over there? Is that just something that you guys continue to work on from the time they pick up a basketball?
Well, that I don't know. That's a tough question.
I've interviewed you so many times, I had to think of something new today for you. But
well,
you've got some kids that can knock down that outside shot, and you have for years.
Yeah, and I guess they just, when they're young, they shoot the basketball. And, you know, Abby has great range, and she likes to shoot the tray. I mean, that's her favorite shot, so she does it very well.
Tomorrow you come back. Ravenna plays Overton. Ravenna will be the favorite in that game. You guys have butted heads for so many times. How important is it to keep this momentum going now in tomorrow's game and into January?
Well, you know, I think any time like today was a good confidence builder. We lost a couple at the buzzer, and, you know, I told the kids today, you know, we got to start finishing. You know, we get ourselves in position to win, but we never finish it. We kind of shoot ourselves in the foot every time down the stretch. So, you know, anytime you can get a win and get some confidence, and, you know, that's got to help going into tomorrow's game.
Well, we'll let you get back down there and watch the rest of the boys' game. We'll see you tomorrow back over here, Kath. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Doug.
That's Kathy Mettenbrink, head girls basketball coach at Centura. They won it today 72-34. They held Loup City to just 10 points in the second half of play. 27 points for Abby Suntech in the game, 14.7 rebounds for Lene Lytle in the contest. For Loup City, 12 points for Larissa Panowitz and 8 rebounds, and Brooke Henry had 11 points and 5 rebounds in the contest. Loup City will play in the consolation game tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and then Centura will play in the championship game tomorrow at 4:30. We'll take a break. Halftime of our boys' game, Centura and Loup City are all knotted up at 27. We'll look at the numbers after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
King's True Value of Loup City reminds you that they also carry home furnishings like paint and carpet. Select from their men's, women's, and children's clothing. Be sure to visit their dollar court. It's all at King's True Value in Loup City. Go Red Raiders!
Ho-Ho Hogan's has it for the holidays. Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Asics, shoes, apparel, accessories, and equipment for the whole family. And don't forget, Hogan's gift cards make the perfect gift. 8 West 56th Street in Kearney. Hogan's has it.
Citizens Bank in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area athletes. Citizens Bank appreciates your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank in Loup City, member FDIC.
and welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Doug Duda with you here. Let's take a look at the first half numbers, and we will begin with Loup City. Cole Lambrecht has 6 points and three rebounds. Taylor Quinn has a rebound. Jordan Smith has been held to 4 points here in the first half. He has three rebounds and a block. Jamie Roy, he has been the scoring output today so far for the Loup City Red Raiders. He had 10 in the second quarter, and he's got a game-high 14 points, three rebounds, and one block. And Judd Jarzynka hit a three-pointer earlier in the game for his point total. Six rebounds in the first quarter. I had Loup City for just four there in the second quarter of play. Free throw shooting 1 of 3 in the first quarter and 3 of 6 in the second quarter. Three-point shooting 1 of 4 in the first quarter and 2 of 6 in the second quarter. Loup City had 2 turnovers in each quarter. Foul situation, Cole Lambrecht has 3. I don't have anybody else with more than 1. But Loup City had 10 points in the first quarter, 17 in the second, and at the half, 27 points, 10 rebounds, 4 out of 9 at the free throw line, 3 of 10 from 3-point land, 2 block shots, and 4 turnovers. For Centura, here's how the first half broke down. Dylan DeWitt knocked down their only 3. He's got 3 points, 2 rebounds. Austin Kasperson, 4 points and a team-high 5 rebounds. Ian Lemberg, 5 points. Zach Roth, 6 points and a rebound. And Cameron Aitken doing a good job inside, despite being doubled and sometimes triple-teamed when they get it to him. He's got a team-high 9 points and 4 rebounds. I had Centura for 7 rebounds in the first quarter, 5 in the second. Free throw shooting 2 of 2 in the first, 0 of 1 in the second. 3-point shooting 0 of 3 in the first quarter, 1 of 4 in the second. And turnovers 3 in each quarter. Ian Lemberg does have 3 fouls for Centura. Nobody else with more than 1. Centura had 16 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second, and at the half, 27 points, 12 rebounds, 2 out of 3 at the free throw line, 1 of 7 from 3-point land, and 6 turnovers. And at halftime, Centura and Loup City are knotted up at 27, and with less than a minute before the halftime ends, Loup City is just coming back out of the locker room. So a long talk from Coach Paul Henry, because his 4-1 Red Raiders are taking on 0-4 Centura, and they are tied at 27 here at the half. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next on ESPN Radio.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
And as always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. Don't forget, immediately following our high school basketball, college football, the Independence Bowl, Texas A&M and Georgia, just after 4 o'clock here on ESPN. Loup City gets the ball to start the third quarter, knotted at 27. Their only lead was at 2-0. Centura had an 8-point lead on a couple of occasions. And then Loup City scored 8 in a row to tie it up in the second quarter. They get it inside. The ball knocked out of the hands of Lambrecht. I think somebody raked his arm because they sure didn't hit the ball, but it scoots, and Loup City's going to end up with a turnover there. We said Loup City got a couple of calls in the first half. And they didn't get that one, and Centura will have the ball. Sackroff on the right side. Still against the man-to-man defense for Loup City. Centura came out in the zone. They want to get that ball inside to Cameron Aitken, but they're really doubling down on him and going to make Centura shoot from the outside. So Aitken's going to get out of the paint. He's going to come all the way to the top of the circle and reverse it right side. He'll give it off to Lemberg. I would expect Loup City better come out with some intensity here. Coach Paul Henry will start subbing. Even though it's tied, I think he was expecting a little bit more here from his ball club. It started to happen as the second quarter moved along. And Centura, a very long possession here, working it around the perimeter. Lemberg with 3 fouls, trying to post up, but has to be a little careful. They'll swing it to DeWitt. He'll just pull the trigger on a 3. It's too strong, and the rebound goes off of Aitken and out of bounds. Centura has not been able to find the range from 19-9 and beyond. They are 1 of 8 from beyond the 3-point arc. So after holding that ball for nearly a minute, Centura comes up empty, And Loup City will get it for the second time here in the third quarter. Working on the right side to Mitch Higgins. Mitchell will pull up, and he'll shoot a three, and that one is going to come up short. Smith goes in the air but can't grab it, and it falls to Austin Kasperson. Austin brings the ball up the floor. Crossover dribble and leaves it off for DeWitt. Right to Lemberg. He'll try and drive on Smith. Not going to get very far to the high post. They'll kick it back out. Zach Roth has it on the right side of the key. Tries a wrap around to Aitken, and Aitken deep has it blocked underneath by Roy and can't come out with the basketball. It'll be picked up by Smith. Aitken that time got himself behind the backboard, and when he tried to reach around, it just got swatted away. And Loup City will have it. So an uneventful first 2 minutes here in the third quarter. But the clock is continuously run, I guess. As the pass tipped away, Flemberg gets the steal. Can he beat everybody to the other end? Puts it up, scores, and draws the foul. Higgins didn't get much of him, but he did get enough for the foul to be called and a chance for a three-point play here. Ian Lemberg, his first point since the first quarter. 7 of the ball game. And Lewandowski's going to come in now for Loup City. And checking out will be Judd Jarzynka. At the line, trying to complete the three-point play, will be Ian Lemberg. And the free throw is up and in. So Lemberg has hit 2 of his free throws today. 2 of 2, the lead to 3. First points of the second half. Centura 30, Loup City 27. 5:45 to go, third quarter. With it is Higgins. Higgins on the right elbow. Back up top, Lewandowski playing catch over there. They'll go to the right-hand corner, Smith. Smith head fake, tries a baseline. We got a blocking foul on Cameron Aitken. Tried to keep up with Smith. Going to be pretty tough to do that. If you bite for the fake, there's no way you're going to hang with him, and he hipped him right out of bounds. Second foul on Aitken. Right now, he seems to be maybe the most important man on the floor for either team. Lewandowski to throw it in for Loup City on the baseline. Overload right side, and stepping in front and making the steal is going to be Kasperson. Austin Kasperson anticipated the second pass and stepped right in front and made the steal. Turnover number 6 of the ball game for the Red Raiders. The turnovers on my book are even. DeWitt back up top. Centura's been a little more patient here in the third quarter. They had a good flow in the first half of getting some buckets, and that has slowed down here. Rock between the circles. But it's shortening the game, one in which they have the lead. Ball between the circles, DeWitt swings it over right side. Lobs it down low, try to get it to Aitken. It's tipped out of his hands. Good defense that time by Lambrick. Again, 3 of the 4 boys' teams here are ranked. Centura, Knott, Ravenna, and Overton, and Loup City all ranked in the preseason top 10. So neither game is going to be easy for Centura. And boy, they pull out a win somewhere, that would just be gravy. As the shot is up, no good. Short shot brought down by Jamie Roy, his 4th rebound, and they want to run. The Red Raiders hit the trailer for the layup, up and in. Cole Lambrick, he's got 8 points. Loup City took 3-10 to score in the third quarter. But when they did, they're only down by 1. There's only 1 bucket for each team here in the first 3.5 minutes of the third quarter. DeWitt, the left-hander, working on Lewandowski, trying to shove off and get free. But Brady's right there on him. Gives it back off to Lemberg. Right baseline to Kasperson. Has a little room, but doesn't want to take the shot. In fact, he's going to back up. Oh, Aitken open. Roth doesn't get it to him. Ball knocked into the backcourt by Smith. He can't quite get the steal. Roth picks it up. Now it's a 5-on-4. And so attacking Kasperson. Fadeaway baseline. No. Rebound. Aitken back up and in. Cameron Aitken. He's got 11 points and 5 rebounds. 32-29. And at the other end, a walk on the Red Raiders. So Centura will hold on to the basketball, get it right back. And it looks like a timeout going to be called here by Loup City. So each team has used a full, and now each team has used a 30-second timeout, because that's what this will be. 4:03 to go in the third quarter. It's Centura 32, Loup City 29 on ESPN Radio.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
And we're back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda with you from the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, game 2 of 4 today. Centura beat Loup City in the girls' game 72-34, and right now they have a surprise in the boys' game, leading Loup City 32-29. And after the Loup City timeout, Centura has the basketball. Very, very patient here in this third quarter. It was 27-all at half, and now it's 32-29 with 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Up top, Zach Roth, wide open, not a three-point shooter, though, and doesn't take it. Over to DeWitt. He is a three-point shooter, but Lewandowski on him. Continue working around the perimeter here again. Loup City, good defense, good patience off the pick. Roth, and then coming in, Smith holds his ground and blocks the shot. Second block for Jordan Smith. Excellent recovery there by Jordan, getting back off the pick. Roy, top of the key, three. It's too strong. And the rebound, Smith, and then I think a foul as he's just trying to catch and shoot all in one motion. They're going to give him free throws here. How are they going to give him free throws? And Centura saying, what are you doing? Wow. So again, Jordan Smith will go to the line to shoot two. The foul is on Cameron Aitken. That's his third. With 3:06 to go here in the third quarter. The free throw is up and in. 32-30. And now with not a lot of depth, Coach Lytle is going to go to the bench, and Seth Winnemeyer, a 6-foot sophomore, is going to come in. But now you don't have Cameron Aitken, your leading scorer, on the floor, and most of the offense has been built around trying to get him the ball inside. And on a somewhat questionable call, he gets his third foul. So he's got to come out, and that is going to be somebody from Centura's going to have to step up and hit some outside shots, it would look like, as Smith hits both free throws, 32-31. And when you're looking for your first win, you hope to get some bounces to go your way. Well, Loup City has been getting the bounces here, and yet still trail 32-31. 2:50 to go in the third quarter. And again, I guess you just come in expecting Loup City to win, and maybe fairly easily today, and then all of a sudden it's not happening, and more time. We've always seen some great games in this Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Not necessarily upsets, but boy, Centura has been the underdog for a while, and they've always found a way to do that. I think they took Ravenna to overtime when they were a number one team just a couple of years ago when they played. So you just never know. Centura, again, using a lot of clock here on this possession. And they'd love to. I mean, if they got a little foul trouble here, three on Lemberg, three on Aitken, they want to shorten the game. And DeWitt is going to put the ball on his hip. Let's see what Loup City does. They're just kind of sitting there. They got the hands on their hips. They're not being overly aggressive going after the ball, but they're trying to keep it out of the hands of Kasperson as Smith is right on it. Kasperson comes all the way out between the circles to take it. Another almost one-minute possession here, and I'm not sure Centura's been inside the three-point arc. 1:50 to go and counting in the quarter. Right side they go, Lemberg. Centura's got to make sure that they get a good shot here. Eventually you can kill clock, but eventually you can't make 35, 40 passes without one of them being errant. So they've got to work on getting a shot. Roth tries to get it inside to Lindemeyer. He has to run it down. He's trapped in the corner. He's got trouble. Smith knocks it out of his hands, out of bounds. Coach Paul Henry knew that they had the new guy in some trouble in the corner, so he was saying get after that ball. 1:29 to go in the third quarter. Centura to throw it in, leading at 32-31. They've scored 5, Loup City 4 here in the third quarter, and Centura being very patient, but now Coach Paul Henry says, come out and put some pressure on these guys. So they're going to try and trap the ball. And this will spread it out, and there's the pass tip, but picked up. Now underneath, wide open, Lemberg shot, scored a foul. Centura able to be very patient, and it pays off for them. They got Loup City to come out, and that opened up the paint, and they were able to find the open man, and that is Ian Lemberg. He has got 5 of the quarter, 10 of the game, and a chance to add another one here. The foul called on Jamie Roy, his first. And the free throw on the way, and it is in. Again, banked in, but Loup City banked in a three earlier. There's a banked in free throw. It still counts, 35-31. Jordan Smith, thinking about the three, doesn't do it for Loup City. Red Raiders trying to get a little burst here in the final minute of the third quarter, finding themselves down by 4. With it is Jarzynka. Back out to Smith. Off a couple of picks. Left elbow. Nice pass down low for an easy layup. Jamie Roy. 16 points for Roy. His first bucket of the second half. Excellent job by Jordan Smith. Again, Loup City playing without the services of Jed Secutera. Injured in that St. Paul game. Gone, it looks like, for the year with an ACL injury. And now Centura turns it over. For the first time in the entire quarter, trying to kill it and play for the last shot. Still 39 seconds to go here, and Ben Roth and Devin Hinkson are going to come in here defensively, and he will get, Coach Lida will get Lemberg with those three fouls out of the game, so he doesn't commit a fourth here. Loop City's going to counter with Taylor Quinn. 39 seconds to go, third quarter. Centura 35, Loop City 33. And Loop City acting like they're going to play for the last shot, just dribbling the ball at midcourt is Jamie Roy. And you would think with maybe some new kids, you'd want to attack them right away. A lot of second-teamers off the bench on the floor right now for the Centurions and Coach Lytle, but Loop City looks like they're going to be patient and work for one shot. 15 seconds to go. Roy starts the offense here to the right side, skips it over to Lewandowski, drives the baseline, reverse layup is no good. Rebound fought for. Oh, Loop City got it, fell to the floor, no call. Shot is up, no good. And coming out of there with it is Lindemeyer, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. I think it's going to get interesting in the final 8 minutes. We go to the fourth. It's Centura 35, Loop City 33. You're listening to the Ravenna Holiday Tournament on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Centura will get the basketball to start the fourth quarter of play, trying to knock off Loop City. They lead it 35-33. Centura outscoring Loop City 8-6, though, in the third quarter after it was tied at 27 at the half. So the pace really slowing down, and Aitken back in, gets tossed to the floor, no call. Back up top, they'll give it to Zach Roth. Over on the right side to Lemberg. Aitken and Smith really bouncing off each other in the paint. Real work in there. The official takes the whistle out of his mouth and warns him the next time it's going to be a foul. Aitken and Smith just leaning on each other as they throw the ball around the perimeter. Now they lob it into Aitken. He turns, he shoots, he's fouled. Smith turns to the official as if to say, what do you want me to do? And Smith has done different things in the man-to-man. He's guarded different guys. And for Jordan, that's his second personal foul. Only the third foul of the half on Loop City. Two have been called on Centura, but both on Aitken. He's got three. Lemberg's got three. And Aitken at the line to shoot two. He and Lemberg both have 11 points to lead Centura. And the first free throw is on the way. It will not go. Cameron's one of three from the line. It's not his strong point. 11 points, 5 rebounds for Aitken. Centura only one turnover last quarter. Loop City had three. Loop City 6 of 11 at the line. Centura currently 4 of 6 after that miss. 3-point shooting, Centura 1 of 8. Loop City 3 of 12. Loop City is led by Jamie Roy with 16 points. 14 of those in the first half. Only 4 players have scored for the Red Raiders. Only 5 for Centura. Second free throw short. Jordan Smith will have his 4th rebound. And a chance to tie or possibly take the lead here for Loop City at the baseline. Roy pulls up from 8. It's too strong. Rebound pulled down by Loop City. And Lambrecht is going to be fouled on the way back up. And he's going to get 2 free throws. And the foul is going to be on DeWitt, it looks like. Dillon's second personal foul. So Lambrecht and Aitken with 3. DeWitt now with 2 for Loop City. 3 on Cole Lambrecht. 2 on Jordan Smith. Free throw up and good. So the freshman, Cole Lambrecht, steps up, hits the free throw. He's got 9 points and a chance to tie it here. Second free throw for Lambrecht on the way, and it's good. He hits them both. We're tied at 35 with 7:07 to go in the ball game. The winner comes back tomorrow at 2:45. The loser at 2:45 in the consolation. The winner in the championship tomorrow at 6:15. Centura basketball. Again, they want to get that ball into Aitken, and now Lambrecht on him. Aitken really doing a good job of leaning. He's not a huge kid at 6 foot and just a sophomore, but boy, somebody's taught him kind of how to play that post position. Up top, DeWitt. Over on the left wing, they'll get it into the hands of number 32, Austin Casperson, and they call him for a charge. He kind of lowered his head to try and get around the defender, and they call Casperson for the charge out at the top of the circle. And now they take the ball out right in front of the Centura bench, and Coach Lytle just a couple of words, and that's it. So Loup City with the basketball. Centura has changed up what they were doing offensively. They moved the ball, were a little quicker in the first half than what they've done in the second half. Loup City's tried to keep up their pace. Good backdoor pass. Smith up and in, and Loup City has their first lead since it was 2-0. Jordan Smith, just his second bucket of the ball game to go along with 4 free throws. He's got 8. Coast to coast the other way. Centura answers back with Austin Casperson. 37-37. 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Centura not only looking for their first win, but it would be a pretty big upset here over Loup City, a conference foe. Both have a Loup Platte, of course. Ravenna Loup Platte and Fort Kearney the other way for Overton. 3-pointer at the top of the circle. No good by Mitch Higgins. And a foul underneath trying to pull down the rebound. Let's see who it goes against. Looks like it's going to be called against Centura. Austin Casperson over the back. His second. Loup City ball. Jarzynka in. DeRoy in the corner to Smith. They're right on him. Don't give him a chance to pull the trigger on a quick three. Tied at 37. 5:45 to go. Higgins into the right-hand corner to Smith. Try to overplay him, skip past top. Jarzynka bounce pass to Roy. Missed the layup underneath, though. And the rebound brought down by Dylan DeWitt. Tough miss that time for Loup City. Roy's been playing so solid, but didn't get that one to go. Loup City, their offense, the way they're running it, they're getting some open looks here, and that has to please Coach Henry. He just wants them to finish. I think they're in a lot tougher matchup today than they expected and a lot of people expected. And now you're down to those chances of making mistakes. 37-37. 5:05, and the pass to Zach Roth went right through his hands, out of bounds. But again, give Centura credit as the team that's 0-4. That's only their 8th turnover. And Loup City from time to time has tried to pick up the pace and over pressure, and the times they've done that, Centura has been able to move the ball and find the open man. Loup City just 7 turnovers. And again, the pace of the game hasn't been one where they're really getting after it. Now the ball knocked away and a steal and a foul to go along with it. The steal made by Ian Lemberg. And the foul, I think, will be on Cole Lambrecht, which will be his 4th personal foul. And timeout has been called here by the Centurions. They'll have 2 remaining with 4:54 to go in the ball game. It's all tied up at 37.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Again, a big thank you to all the fine folks here at Ravenna, as always, for their hospitality. We are heading towards crunch time. 4:50 to go in our boys' game. Loup City and Centura are all knotted up at 37. Centura with a basketball, holding it, Zach Roth. Loup City man-to-man, but not aggressive, right in your pocket man-to-man. On the low post, they get it to Lemberg, working on Smith. Smith move up and in, but they wave it off. And I think they're going to call a foul on Jordan Smith. Centura would rather have the bucket. Smith with his 3rd personal foul. You know, it looked like Jordan had pretty good defense, but he must have hooked him with the leg. So Lemberg to throw it in. He'll go all the way out to the right wing to Casperson. Casperson, bounce pass inside. Well covered to the pass, knocked away by Jamie Roy. Turnover Centura, and up the floor with it is Judd Jarzynka. Roy now in the left-hand corner. looking inside, skip pass, they get it to Smith on the low baseline, right side, he's double-teamed, out top to the free throw line, Higgins jumper up and in, first bucket of the ball game for Mitchell Higgins, and Loop City takes the lead again, 39-37. We're halfway home in the fourth quarter with 4 minutes to go, and Centura being extra patient, holding on to the basketball, walking it up. Again, that's Kasperson. And they've played 4 minutes here in the fourth. Centura just 2 points. They haven't shot the ball much and don't want to get a little quiet here. They wrap it around to Lemberg. Fade away in the lane. Comes up short. Offensive rebound, Roth. He'll put it up. Has it blocked out of bounds by Roy. Third block by Jamie Roy. Loop City does a great job of holding the ground right there. 3:40 to go. Tie or 2 point lead, Loop City. Up top to DeWitt, long three off the out-of-bounds, hit the front of the iron, but a long rebound. Centura has it with Austin Kasperson, his seventh of the ball game. Had DeWitt been standing right at the three-point line, that would have been true and right through, but he was a little farther back going after the pass. Smith anticipates, steals. Smith one-on-one with Roth. Roth undercut him, and the shot's up and in. Zach Roth with his first personal foul. That was not a good exchange there for the young man. And Jordan Smith does what he does, steal and score, and Coach George Lytle is going to burn another timeout. He's only going to have one remaining. So when we come back, Smith a chance to complete a three-point play. Loop City now with their biggest lead of the game. Red Raiders 41, Centura 37.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
And after the timeout, Jordan Smith is at the line to shoot the free throw for Loop City, and it's up too strong. Rebound brought down by Ian Lemberg, and now Centura. They're going to have to pick it up. They've only got 10 points in the second half, and they're only down by four. Again, they really kind of got their offense lulled here when they got into some foul trouble. Well, you can't worry about fouls now. You got to go. And they're looking for the big man, Cameron Aitken, inside. But he's man-to-man and almost double-teamed at all times. With it is Roth on the right wing. Roth kicks it back out to Lemberg. They're really keeping an eye on Aitken. Somebody else is going to have to step up. DeWitt with it. Between the circles to Kasperson. Lemberg, he's done a good job driving to Roth. Roth gets an opening off the window. It's too strong. Rebound tip. It's Jordan Smith again. Smith has awoken here in the fourth quarter. 41-37. Loop City trying to find a way to come back and survive. Smith drives. The ball got knocked out of his hand, and then they call a foul. Smith will go to the line and shoot two free throws. And they're going to call the foul on Ian Lemberg, his fourth. Smith to shoot two, and the first one is up and in. Five of the quarter, 11 in the game for Smith, 42-37. Roth out, Zach, and Ben Roth in. Second free throw now for Smith. On the way, and he hit them both. So Jordan Smith hits both free throws. 43-37. Don't forget when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats, and then on to the Independence Bowl, Georgia and Texas A&M when we're done here. Right now, Ben Roth over the right side. Kasperson into the corner, trying to keep him from driving back out to DeWitt. DeWitt leaves it off for Lemberg. Lemberg, right side. Here's a three. Kasperson in and out. No good. And the rebound brought down by Jordan Smith. Centura just 1 of 10 today from beyond the arc. And now just 2 minutes remaining. I think Coach Paul Henry wants to spread the floor a little bit here and force Centura to foul. They're already in the 1-1. The Centurions just got to be patient here. Play good defense. Way too much time to be fouling. Smith, 5 second count on, and he didn't get rid of it. 5 seconds. Good defense up top that time, but a little freshman guard, Ben Roth. And Loop City, which is their second turnover of the fourth quarter. 1:45 to go, but Centura's got to do something. Here's a quick three to Witt, and in! Around, around, it kissed the glass and went down. He's got both threes in the game. Just the second bucket of the fourth quarter for Centura. 43-40 Loop City, a minute and a half to go in the game. Smith has an opening. He got fouled, wave off the shot, and that could be it for Ian Lemberg. He tried to dribble through the double team, and somebody grabbed the arm, and it's going to be on Austin Kasperson, they say. That'll be his third, but we're in the 1-1, so Jordan Smith will go to the line. Smith has put up 9 free throws. He's 6 of 9. The first one is up and in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by the Centurions, and it's Ian Lemberg. Centura has just one timeout remaining. 43-40 Loop City with 1:20 to go in the ballgame. Centurions with it and Ben Roth. Back out between the circles to Witt. Just holds the ball. Wants to find his point guard, Kasperson, and does. Kasperson trying to go one-on-one with Jarzynka. Right side, Lemberg. Smith knocked it out of his hands, but he got it back. Skip pass to DeWitt. Three-pointer by Dillon. In and out, no good. Offensive rebound, Ben Roth. Kicks it out to DeWitt. Short jumper, no good. And out of bounds to Loop City. And again, when you just haven't won a game. Oh, are they going to say it's Centura ball here? Let's wait and see. The ball kind of went up the... Oh, they're going to give the ball to Centura. And checking into the ball game, Zach Roth. 57 seconds to go, 43-40. And timeout going to be called here by Loop City. They will have 2 remaining. So timeout on the floor with 56 seconds to go in the game. It is Centura with the ball, Loop City with the lead, 43-40 on ESPN Radio, KXPN AM, Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Doug Dudeback with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. 56 seconds, Centura will throw it in, down 3. They get it to DeWitt, fakes the 3, drives, 10-footer, good. And timeout called by Centura. So they expected DeWitt to take the 3. The key was he knocked it down. And a timeout called by Centura, and according to my book, that's their last timeout. I don't know about calling the timeout there. You got what you wanted, a lot of time left. And if indeed that's their last timeout, they'll have to go it alone here. 53 seconds remaining in the ball game, and it is Loop City 43 and Centura 42. Now, Centura has not really pressed Loop City at all today, and I'm not sure that they want to. I don't think they can get one-on-one. You'd be looking at Jordan Smith maybe burning you on a full-court press and just taking you right to the rack. One other thing to remember as we are at this point of the ball game, Loop City has only committed 5 team fouls. So if and when Centura does get the ball back, they can go ahead and commit a foul without Centura going to the line. If it gets down to the last 10 or 12 seconds, they can foul Centura just when they're getting set up, and then they have to do it all over again. But we're a little ways away from that. Loop City in this quarter is 4 of 6 from the free throw line. They're 10 of 17 in the game. Centura's going to try and put on full court pressure. Jamie Roy to throw it in. 53 seconds. And Loop City will get it right to Jordan Smith. Back to Roy, up the middle of the floor, 3-on-2. Kicks it on the wing, Jarzynka. They don't want to shoot, they want to kill time. Centura's got time. Free throw line, Smith dumps it in the corner. A little jump pass to Roy. 40 seconds. Centura does not need to foul yet. They need to keep playing good defense. Smith lobs it in the corner. Loop City's not looking to shoot. 30 seconds to go. Skip pass over to Higgins, and that's the guy they foul. Probably a pretty good idea. Maybe Higgins, maybe Lambrecht, even though Lambrecht's 2 of 2. He's just a freshman. And Higgins, just a sophomore, and he will go to line to shoot a 1-1. It is the 19th foul on Centura, the second on Zach Roth. 28 and change. Just over 28 seconds remaining in the game. Loop City 43, Centura 42. Ben Roth comes in for Zach Roth. And so a 1-1 for Higgins. They hand in the ball, and the free throw is up, and it is good. Mitchell Higgins with a key point. All three of his points here in the fourth quarter, 44-42. Second free throw now for the sophomore. Looked good on the first one. Second one, up and in. Higgins hits them both. And again, Centura, I believe, is out of timeouts. Will they take the three, or will they play for a quick deuce? Kasperson over to DeWitt. DeWitt trying to find some room. No, to Ben Roth. 19 seconds. Right side they go. That's Kasperson. He's going to take a long three. It's no good. And the rebound brought down by Roy, and he is fouled. Jamie Roy, 16 points, 14 of those in the first half. Centura is 2 of 13 now from beyond the arc. Kind of forced that three, but you never know. 11 and a half seconds. And Roy can basically end it here because Centura should be out of timeouts. And if you can't stop the clock, it's going to be tough to get two buckets. But here we go. Jamie Roy, he'll shoot two. It's the 10th team foul, and the first one is in. Hit the front of the rim and crawled over. 17 points, and Loop City looks like they're going to escape with the victory. Visco Sports postgame show coming up in the Independence Bowl. Second free throw up, and it's good. So now Centura has to get a three, 47-42, into the hands of Kasperson, dishes it to DeWitt. DeWitt's going to put up a two-pointer. It's off the mark. The rebound is partially blocked in there by Jordan Smith. He's got the ball, and time will expire, and Loop City is able to pick up their fifth win of the season by a score of 47-42 over Centura, and the Centurions will have to hope to knock off a top 10 team tomorrow in either Ravenna or Overton. That should be a great boys game tonight. But the story, Centura is held to just 15 points in the second half, including 7 here in the fourth quarter of play when they had it tied at 27 in the first half. And Loop City changed a couple of things, but they never really were able to get Cameron Aitken involved inside in the second half as much as they were in the first half. And they had the lead all the way until there was just over 2 minutes to go and cut it to 1, but missed on the three-pointer there at 45-42 after Loop City had hit the free throws. They add two more. And the final score, Loop City 47, Centura 42. The Centurions drop to 0-5. Loop City improves to 5-1. Centura will play again tomorrow at 2:45 in the consolation game. And for Loop City, the championship game tomorrow night at 6:15. We'll take a break and be back with the Visco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Peterson Lumber Company is your farm and home building service. Call Mark, Bill, or Sue for friendly hometown service. Peterson Lumber Company supports the Loop City Red Raiders. Good luck from Peterson Lumber Company.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Insure your home, auto, and life with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See the Loop City Insurance Agency in Loop City. Best of luck to the athletes in tonight's game.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
King's True Value of Loop City reminds you that they also carry home furnishings like paint and carpet. Select from their men's, women's, and children's clothing. Be sure to visit their Dollar Court. It's all at King's True Value in Loop City. Go Red Raiders!
And Welcome to the Mexico Sports Postgame Show. Mexico Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, thanking you for your business in 2009 and the past and getting ready to serve you in 2010. Open 7 days a week for your convenience. Of course, closed on New Year's Day because of the holiday. But if you want some Husker gear to get ready to cheer on the Big Red, the Holiday Bowl Wednesday, they've got it for you. Loper gear, Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, NFL, and college hoodies, whatever you want. Mexico Sports has it, or they can get it for you on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Let's take a look at the final numbers of our ball game. First of all, for Centura, they had five players score. Ben Roth was not one of them. He had one rebound, though. Dylan DeWitt, 8 points. He had five of their 7 points in the fourth quarter and had the only 2 3-pointers that they made in the ball game today. 8 points, 3 rebounds for Dylan DeWitt. Austin Kasperson, 6 points, a team high, 8 rebounds. Ian Lemberg, 11 points, 2 rebounds. Zach Roth, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Cameron Aitken, 11 points, 5 rebounds. And Seth Littlemeyer had 1 rebound in the ball game. 12 rebounds in the first half, 10 in the second half, it looks like here for Centura. Free throw shooting, 2 of 3 in the first half, 2 of 4 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 7 in the first half, and 1 of 6. In the second half. Turnovers, 6 in the first half, just 4 in the second half. The Centurions end up with 27 points in the first half and 15 in the second half to finish with 42 points, 22 rebounds, 4 of 7 at the free throw line, 2 of 13 from 3-point land, and 10 turnovers. Centura led most of this ball game, probably all but about 2.5 minutes, but they did not lead at the end, and they fall to 0-5 and play in the consolation game tomorrow here on ESPN Radio. At 2:45. We'll look at Loop City's numbers next.
Ho Ho Hogan's has it for the holidays. Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Asics, shoes, apparel, accessories, and equipment for the whole family. And don't forget, Hogan's gift cards make the perfect gift. 8 West 56th Street in Kearney. Hogan's has it.
Citizens Bank in Loop City is a proud supporter of the area athletes. Citizens Bank appreciates your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank in Loop City, member FDIC.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Welcome back to Ravenna. Let's go ahead now and take a look at the final numbers for the Loop City Red Raiders. Taylor Quinn, 1 rebound. Cole Lambrick, solid game from the young freshman today. He had 10 points, 5 rebounds. Jordan Smith, 12 points, 6 rebounds, 3 blocked shots, and 6 points in the fourth quarter. Had a couple of boards there in the fourth quarter as well. And Jordan Smith, 12 points, 6 rebounds, 3 blocks. Mitchell Higgins, 4 points, all in the fourth quarter, including the 2 free throws that gave him the 3-point lead there in the final 40 seconds. Jamie Roy, the leading scorer in the game tonight, 18 points, 14 of those were in the first half. He had 5 rebounds and 3 block shots, and Judd Jarzynka hit an early 3 in the ball game, and that was it for him here today. 10 rebounds in the first half, 7 in the second half. There just weren't a lot of shots in the second half once Centura slowed it down a little bit. Free throw shooting, 4 of 9 in the first half, 10 of 12, though, in the second half for Loop City. So they picked up 12 of their 20 points in the second half from the free throw line. So, or 10 of their 20 points from the free throw line. 3-point shooting, 3 of 10 in the first half, 0 of 3 in the second half. And turnovers for Loop City, 4 in the first half and 5 in the second half of play. Loop City had 27 points at halftime, 20 in the second half, and that was enough. 47 points, 17 rebounds, 14 out of 21 from the free throw line, 3 of 13 from 3-point land, 6 block shots, 9 turnovers, and Loop City improves to 5-1 with a 47-42 win over Centura, and they will play tomorrow night against the Overton Ravenna winner in the championship game at 6:15. We'll wrap things up on the Misco Sports Postgame Show next.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship-trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Well, we've got the first two in the books here this afternoon. And in the girls' game, Centura's Abby Suntuck hit 7 3-pointers. For a 27-point performance, Lene Lytle, 14.7 rebounds as Centura's girls beat Loup City 72-34. Larissa Panowitz, 12.8 rebounds. Brooke Henry, 11.5 rebounds. And here in the boys' game, it was Loup City coming from behind, 47-42. Jamie Roy, 18. Jordan Smith, 12. Cole Lambrick had 10 for the winners. And for Centura, Cameron Aitken and Ian Lemberg each had 11. Coming up right after we sign off here in about 30 seconds, it's the Independence Bowl, Texas A&M and Georgia here on ESPN Radio. And if you're looking for more basketball, we will be with you on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, KKPR, and KKPR.com at the bottom of the hour as Ravenna takes on Overton, girls at 4:30 and the boys at 6:15. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. A longtime supporter of high school athletics, wishing you the very best as 2009 winds down. In the final of the boys, Loup City 47, Centura 42, the Independence Bowl is next.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM, and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.